The following audio file came from newwineonline.com. Here's Pastor Chris Simpson.
Okay, turn to Genesis 41:51. Genesis 41:51, special water table. Teaching today, thought might be encouraging to us, is forgetting what lies behind you. I mean, y'all struggle with things in your past. Guilt, shame, condemnation, regret. These things have a way of crawling out of the swamp and taking away your joy. Can you amen? So periodically, it's good to see what God says about what's behind you. And the Lord wants to teach us to forget. Once you're forgiven, forget. You know, it's interesting. Somebody once said there's something you know that God doesn't. Anybody know what that is? Your past sins. Micah says he's thrown them in the depths of the sea. As far as the east is from the west, David said, so he far as he removed our transgressions from us. Praise God. God's not sitting there beating you up because of what you've done. The devil is. I want you to see this. This is Joseph. After he'd been cast from his family and ended up in Pharaoh's house, you know the story. And verse 51, and Joseph called the name of his firstborn Manasseh, for God says he has made me forget all my toil and all my father's house. You know, Manasseh basically means forgetting. And he named his first son. He was so grateful. God had taken the misery of the past out of his soul and mind and torment. He named his first son. He was so grateful that he was able to forget the wrongs and the wickedness, the betrayals and the sins. And if anybody was ever betrayed, it's Joseph. Dude, I mean, his family, his brethren. It's an incredible place to come to, where you can live free from the tyranny of stuff that you've done. How many of y'all this week have had something you've done in the past kind of beat you down a little bit, take away your joy, discourage you? Raise your hand. Come on. Guys, the reason that's happening is simple. Because you're not exercising faith and offensive warfare against the enemy. The Bible says, submit yourself to God, resist the devil, and he will what? And when those things come on you, and you do not take an aggressive stance, but not no, but Hades no. I will not listen to that. That's under the blood. Satan enjoys to rob you from the joys of the present moment for the miseries of stuff done. It really implies that you don't quite believe the cross and the blood was good enough. It really is. I really believe in some ways to not be able to forget and hang on to the past sometimes is worse than the original sin itself. Because you're doubting what Jesus did. You say, well, Lord, you know, you're going to have to be crucified afresh, you know, for this one. You know, double crucifixion. That's how bad this was. We're going to see some scriptures otherwise. Isaiah 43. I really want you to write these down as warfare verses. And I like in my Bible to yellow mark certain scriptures. I flip to it. It just ministers peace, comfort, relief. And some of y'all have done some pretty bad stuff. Some of y'all have done even worse than that. Some of y'all think you missed goody two shoes. Frankly, you're the worst, see, because you got pride. Isaiah 43:18. Remember ye not what? The former things, neither consider the things of old. Behold, I'll do a new thing. Now it will spring forth. Shall you not know it? I'll even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. You know, it's a choice of the will. The enemy dredges, and the Bible talks about fiery darts. Fiery darts he throws at us. And 9 times out of 10, those fiery darts is something you did. Now, it may be something you did when you were 12. I mean, I've had people in the ministry, heard the story, I've shared it many times, of lady who had experienced some molestation, and she was well into her middle ages, and she had been tormented every single day since puberty. Came to her mind and beat her up because she was not able to forgive and to forget. Tormented her. Look at 43:25. And this one's worthy to circle and underline. I am he that blots out thy transgression for my own sake and will not remember thy sin. You believe that? Okay, Sherry believes. You know, the Bible says that he delights in mercy. James 2 says between mercy and judgment, mercy rejoices over judgment. Why did he go on the cross? So that he could give mercy to those who warranted otherwise. Isaiah 1:18. This is what the Lord wants to do. I find most people's problem, fundamentally, guys, is passivity. 9 times out of 10, your problem is passivity. You get up in the morning, you have your quiet time, go through your day, bam, you hit with this. Bam, you hit with that emotion. See something, reminds you of this. And you just get into this quandary whirlpool of emotions. You get all mad and frustrated before you know it, you're getting sick. Guys, it all starts because you didn't stop it at the gate. Say, no, in Jesus' name, I am forgiven. Get thee behind me. Can I hear an amen? Nothing but. And that's why it's important to be reminded. I'm not going to share anything today you hadn't heard. But when I asked a minute ago how many of y'all struggle with some issues from the past, 3/4 of the place hands went up. And the reason is passivity or forgetfulness. You forget that you need to forget. Amen? Forgetting those things that are behind. Isaiah 1:18, come, Lord, says, let's reason together. The Lord wants to reason in your mind. Though your sins are scarlet, trust me, Lord says, you have no clue. Even the smallest sin is brilliant in you have blood on your hands. They'll be white as snow. Though they're red like crimson, they'll be as wool. So again, do you see? I see this all through the Bible. God, Old Testament, New, so wants us free from the tyranny of Satan's greatest ploy, Satan's greatest tool. We all know the verse. I'm not going to turn to it. Revelation 12:10. And they overcame him, the accuser of our brethren. Who's that? By what? The blood of the Lamb, the word of their testimony. They overcame him by the blood of the Lamb. Guys, the efficacy of the blood, the power of the blood is beyond reckoning, beyond imagining. We lose sight of that reality. It's one thing that freaks demons out is the anointing power of the blood of Jesus. And you know, there's a fad in the charismatic movement where people plead the blood. Plead the blood. When I always hear that, I always say, well, where is that in the word, pleading the blood? Sorry, I don't see it in the word. What I see is taking the truth and resisting the devil on the basis of what the blood did for my life. You can plead the blood. That don't mean squat to the devil. It doesn't say plead the blood and he will flee from you. What does it say? Resist. And it takes intelligence. That's why it says here, come, let's reason together. Well, on one level, in 2 Corinthians 10, Paul talks about casting down reasonings and every high thing exalts itself against the knowledge of God and bringing every thought captive to the obedience of Christ. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God. In that passage, it says you need to cast down reasonings. But here he says, come, let's reason. Reasonings of logic. He wants us to logically reason to us the truth of what he did. There's a logic to it. But if you live in the logical realm, the mental realm, the soulish realm, the devil's going to say, well, you got off scot-free and that ain't fair. You got to pay a pound of flesh for what you did. And then maybe God will have mercy and give you brownie points. But the truth is, guys, what you're implying is, okay, Jesus hanging on the cross plus 1 pound of my flesh atoned me. So think of going to the cross, cutting off, how much your hand would be a pound? About maybe cut off your hand at the wrist, it'd be a pound. Yours would be a finger. Cut off your foot. So you go up there on the cross and you put your foot up behind Jesus. So the cross and a pound of your flesh is going to atone you. And that's silly, but that's what we do. Amen? You know, redemption is the most amazing thing in the world. That's why we have communion. Communion is to bring back to mind the glory of what happened on the cross. He keeps taking us back to the basics, the cross. You know, he paid for your sin. Do you know what the name of Jesus means? He shall save his people from sins. Look in the early chapters, I think, of Luke or Matthew. When the angel said, for he shall save his people from sins. Jesus, he saved us from our sins. So when we listen to the voices of getting on you about your sin, you're implying to the Lord, I appreciate it. Not quite enough in my case. All you're doing is listening to the voice of the enemy. It's a warfare. And I know many, many years in my life, being born and raised Catholic, you know, you never get past the sins. I mean, you know, no matter how good a life you live, then you end up in purgatory. And maybe 10 trillion years, you might pay off your sins. It's such a heinous era. Sorry, if any Catholics are in here, but having been one, I can speak against the era. Because it kept me in bondage. And it was so good to be born again and then to come and understand it. Frankly, it was many years after I was saved. 10, 11 years later, where I began to understand offensive spiritual warfare. Applicable for against the enemy in regard to, you know, his attacks in your soul, in regard to past misdeeds, or his attacks in your body, in regard to health. When you resist the devil, when you stand firm, and I would submit, it only occurs when you submit yourself to God. James 4:7, you have to get under the authority of God. If there's rebellion in your life, if you're a woman and you're rebelling against your husband, you're rebelling against the authorities in your life, kids against your parents, that rebellion keeps the anointing from you. Because the power to resist the devil is predicated upon submission. Amen? Submit yourself to God and the ordinances of God. Get your life right in God's order. Every day come into his presence, like we sang today, his mercies are new every morning. Rejoice and give thanks. Declare to the devil today, you will not, in Jesus' name, mess with my mind. Because the Lord is, it's crimson and scarlet. He's turned it like snow and wool. Get thee behind me. Look at Psalm 103:3. I'm going to like this verse. Who forgives all, need to underline all, not iniquities, who heals all the diseases. This is a warfare verse. Happens instantly. You know, grace is really too good to be true. Sin should not have dominion over you, for you're not under the law, but under grace. God knows as long as you're laboring under the berating forces of your past sin, you're likely to slip back into it. Inevitably. Because once you start beating yourself up for what you've done, and the enemy says, well, and then you know, kind of get bored or hurt or want to run or indulge. The enemy says, well, you might as well, you know, go back into that old thing. I mean, dude, you already did it so many times. Do it again. And like dumb sheep, we go, Amen? It all really boils down to passivity. More and more, I believe, the source of most of the stuff in our life boils down to passivity. I really see two kinds of Christians. Overcomers and overcome. People that get up and have an aggressive, I'm going to take this hill attitude. I kind of get up and just let whatever comes what may. I've said it before. It's like being a surfer. You either stand in the surf getting beaten down, or you've learned how to surf. You know, the waves are going to come. What are you going to do with the wave? You know, the wave is going to knock you down, but if you learn to surf, you can ride the waves. The very things in your life that beat you down, if you learn to walk in faith, dude, they will further you along. Amen? Is this encouraging anybody? Couple more verses. Micah 7. Y'all know where Micah is? Micah 7:18. I quoted this a minute ago, but I love this verse. Who is a God like unto you? If you can't find Micah, just look for Nahum. It's the book before. Not Micah 7:18. Who is a God like unto you that pardons iniquity, passes by the transgression of the remnant of the of his heritage? He retains not his anger forever. Look at this. He delights in mercy. He will turn again He will have compassion on us. He will subdue our iniquities, and thou wilt cast all our sins into the depths of the sea. See, the heart of the Lord is mercy. Most everything you've ever felt and believed and thought and imagined, conceived about God is probably dead wrong. Because we look at God just by nature of living in this realm and the way we were raised and all the forces of the world as a tyrant, as a exacting accountant that demands, and the notion that he is pure, unadulterated mercy, frankly, it's beyond the scope of our understanding. God is an incredible loving being. You know, this all that trial I've been going through, I'll be honest with you, I've been knowing the Lord 38 years, going on 39. God, that's a long time. And this has been the biggest test of my faith I've ever been through. And at times, I've been tempted, you know, in dark moments in the hospital or, you know, when all kind of things come up. Say, why, Lord? Why, Lord? But what I've learned is, by the grace of God, I didn't stop there. I would say, Lord, if you're pleased to show me why, go for it. Oh, thank you. Lower back. If you're pleased to show me why, go for it. But if not, I give you thanks. I give you praise. And one prayer I've been praying all through these many months is, I know you love me. I trust you. I put everything at your feet. Dude, that's all I know to pray. My life is yours. Not long ago when I was in the hospital the first time there when I didn't have surgery, when I found out I had the cancer, I was laying up there in the middle of the night, you know, nobody there, just couldn't sleep. Spent a lot of hours staring at the wall. And I came to the most amazing place of surrender I've ever come to in my life. I said, Lord, if it's pleasing to you, I never, ever leave this hospital bed. I never see the church building. I never go home. You know, that I give it up to you and I give you thanks. I say your will be done. I accept that. That's your will. And I give you thanks. What was cool is at the time, you know, when doubts coursed through your mind, felt like what dawned on me is I'm just a bond slave. Who am I to demand life or friends or ministry or anything? What do I deserve? Hell. But for his grace. I never forget, after I prayed that prayer, the most amazing peace came up into my spirit. I never felt a peace like that. Thought came to me with utter surrender comes utter peace. That's not something you can just do. You got to be there in the hole, in the pit, staring at the abyss and say, not my will, but thine. And it kind of set a benchmark to go forward. God is good. He got me out of there. Had to go back. But he got me out of there again. When we're living a different lifestyle. I don't know what the future holds, but I'm just grateful because I'm a bond slave. And I gave up the right to live out my destiny. It was my one prayer all last summer and all fall. But I gave it up. Said, I give up the right. If you don't want me to live out my destiny, so be it. Your will be done. So I have an inkling that he would be gracious to me and let me live out my destiny. It's when you lose stuff, really lose it, that you find it. Can I hear an amen? Two more places. Hebrews 8. In conclusion, Hebrews 8. Somebody may say, well, all those verses you just gave were Old Testament verses. Okay, well, here's one in the New Testament. This is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, says the Lord. I will put my laws, says Hebrews 8:10, into their mind and write them in their hearts. I will be to them a God, and they shall be to me a people. They shall not teach every man his neighbor and every man his brother, saying, know the Lord. For all shall know me, from the least to the greatest. For I will be merciful to their unrighteousness, and their sins and iniquities will I what? Remember no more. Teaching today is forgetting the things that are behind. God has. That's the covenant described in Jeremiah 31. Paul quotes it. fact, flip the page to 10:16. So the covenant that I, it's interesting, he repeats the same thing. So the covenant that I will make with them after those days, says the Lord. I'll put my laws into their hearts, in their minds I'll write them. Look at this. And their sins and iniquities, what? Well, I remember no more. I would say in the mouth of two witnesses right there in the same book. God's covenant is sealed by blood. When that past iniquity or sin or mess up, screw up comes into your mind, you just say no. They overcame him by the blood of the Lamb. I refuse, Satan. Resist from your spirit and he will flee. It's amazing. And just an ounce of prevention, better than a pound of cure. I mean, just 10 seconds of resisting the devil will eliminate a day of depression. Are y'all hearing me this morning? Last place, Philippians 3, verse 13. Paul understood this. If there's anybody that had a past that the devil could throw at him, I mean, this man mercilessly murdered Christians, had a passionate aggression to destroy Christianity. I mean, he was out there. He was there at the stoning of the first martyr. And I'm sure there are many a time the devil kind of threw back at his head stuff he dumped. But this was his vow, 3:13. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended. But this one thing I do, forgetting the things that are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God. Christ Jesus. He says, this one thing I do. I submit if you do that, probably a lot of other stuff you do, you won't have to do. You've dealt with the fundamental. Let's pray. Jesus. Lord, I pray you put this truth in our inward parts. It'll enable us to live an overcoming life, an aggressive, active, faith-filled life, not passive. Lord, we'll be done with listening to the dredgings of the enemy. Lord, that thank you, Jesus. You're not holding the past against us. It's under the blood. Jesus. Right now, in the name of Jesus, I take authority in this room over every spirit of shame. If that's you, you just acknowledge and resist with me. Shame. Guilt. Shame for past deeds. Guilt. Condemnation. Accusation. In the name of Jesus, the spirits that are attached, are familiar spirits that torment, that inject, I bind those spirits and I command you to loose the saints this morning in the name of Jesus. Satan, I break your power off the hearts and minds in the name of Jesus. Every shame, every past remorse and regret. Guys, right now, I want you to do this. Ask Jesus to forgive you for listening to the lies of the past. Say this after me. Jesus, forgive me for giving ground to the devil, listening to that voice, beating myself up, thinking what you did wasn't enough, Lord. Jesus, have mercy on me, Jesus. Satan, you're a liar. I bind you off my soul and mind, my emotions and my will, in the name of Jesus. I break your authority out of my life, in the name of Jesus. I renounce every spirit that torments me, mind control spirits, in Jesus' name. Let me just come against him and you just agree. Come on, shame, condemnation, accusation, guilt. Petty sins, sins of remorse, blatant sins, subtle sins, attitudes that you're not good enough. Go. Go in the name of Jesus. Go in the name of Jesus. Go in the name of Jesus. Come on, resist. Go. Leave the mind. Leave the emotion. Take a deep breath. Leave the emotions. Go. Guilt. Break your power. Go in Jesus' name. Go in the name of Jesus. I break your authority this morning. Go, Satan, you will not. You will not have authority over us. You will not continue to torment us. In the name of the Lord, I renounce you, devil. Get thee behind me in Jesus' name. Now, Lord, I pray you'll send right now the angels of the Lord. And just a blanket of peace. Come, spirit of peace. 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 Rest. Come with peace, Jesus. Come with peace, Jesus. Peace and rest, Jesus. Sweet Spirit of Jesus. Sweet Spirit of peace. Come now. Come now. Just pour like oil and honey on the head, on the minds, on the thoughts. Come, Lord, like deep ointment. Lord, rolling down the soul, the very pit of the stomach, the spirit. Come. Peace. Lord, I pray you just put a canopy of peace over each of us, the children, adults, all that are here, all that weren't able to make it today. Just encloak us with your peace. And everybody said, amen, amen. God bless you. Go in peace.
For more audio teachings like these, please visit newwineonline.com.